Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, and welcome to the Yes to Life show on UK Health Radio. I'm Robin Daly, host for the show, and also founder of the UK charity Yes to Life, that helps people with cancer to learn about and access integrative medicine, a broad approach to cancer care that looks to respond to all the challenges of cancer, whether physical, psychological, emotional, or spiritual. My guest today is Pooja Shah, a practitioner working in the field of what is known as energy medicine, helping people come to terms with psychological, emotional, and spiritual blocks to recovery and well-being. Hi, Pooja, very pleased to welcome you to the Yes Life Show.
Thank you, Robin, for having me.
So you've been involved with helping people with health issues, and particularly with psychological, emotional, and spiritual issues that can lie behind physical issues for many years. Would you just give us some sort of overview of the work you do, like who you're helping and the methods that you use?
Sure. I am so glad that was the first question that you asked, because that is exactly what I do. And sometimes it takes us such a long time, you know, to make ourselves understand the concept of how psychological issues or everything that we go through in our day-to-day life could actually impact your health. And that could cause the physical symptoms. So that is the first thing that I usually talk about. And I am glad that you brought this up. Now, what happens is, like, to answer your question, how this affects people and what do I do about it is, you know, a lot of times we go through trauma in our life, and that could be before the age of 5. We think that that is over and we are done with, and time has healed us. Now, what happens it as is, like, on a physical level, in terms of your physical body and the subconscious, it's not over. At times, we get frozen into that time zone, and your current symptoms right now, may it be autoimmunity, in this case, we are talking about cancer, all of that could be related to either one event which was traumatic in your life, mostly before the age of 5. It could be other time zones, like the current day or the, you know, the 20, 30, 40 years of age. But this is how I look at things. So I am a nutritionist by background, and right now I am doing energy medicine with Best Healing Solutions. The method that I use is muscle testing. It's also known as applied kinesiology. So what it does is it finds out why the person is not healing and what is blocking them. With the help of muscle testing, I would test things like, okay, if there is a cancer, what started this? What is maintaining this today? And what do we need to know in order to get better? So this is what muscle testing helps you with. So that's what I do.
Right. So that's a kind of diagnostic tool in a way that you're using. So presumably once you know what you feel is the issue, you've then got some other techniques at hand to help address that.
Yeah. So the way this works is the belief and the principle by which we work at Best Healing Solutions is that everything that we reveal to the body can then heal it. So what happens is when we go through certain, like, say, for example, if somebody went through a surgery, they might be given anesthesia. Now, what that does is it's a toxin, and there are other toxins, but just for example purposes, anesthesia, that's a toxin. What it does is it blocks the communication between the organs, glands, tissues within the body, like the liver, brain, etc. So what we need to do is we make sure that each and every organ within the body is communicating with each other, and all the systems, organ systems, are also communicating, like, say, for example, digestive system, immune system. There has to be a communication going on between them. This trauma, these toxins that we are talking about, we also talk a lot about pathogens, they block the communication. We need to reestablish that, like it's called the reconnection. And then we need to make sure that body has all the information. When we give the body enough information, it could heal itself.
So you could describe what you're doing then is locating blockages and dealing with them. Is that fair?
Absolutely, yeah. It's about like revealing the truth. That's what I do, revealing the truth. So what started this issue? Oftentimes, it could be something as simple as there was an accident that a family member went through that was traumatic, and that started cancer for somebody. There was a trauma, there was some, you know, even like something happened to their kids, and that starts the cancer. So what started this in first place? Like, what is the precipitating factor or the predisposing factor? Why is somebody and even a perfect host for cancer to be there in first place? So that's what we call predisposing.
Okay, so I'd love to hear the reasons you're drawn to this kind of work in the first place. Could you tell us about it?
Sure. So as a nutritionist, I always thrived to prevent certain things, like most diseases. And that's what I was aiming my life purpose towards. Until a point where I realized when I was in hospital back in the day that it's not always about prevention. How about people who've already fallen ill and, you know, they've already kind of have suffered enough with the symptoms and they are looking for answers? Fast forward to my own health, where I was suffering from insomnia, depression, and everything that I knew about prevention, somehow it could only do a certain job and it didn't work the way I liked it to work. I was looking for answers. I was looking for things that I wasn't aware of. That's where I found Best Healing Solutions, and they were the ones who kind of, you know, worked on me. So that's where I understood the concepts of, okay, so there is also a trauma component, you know, which I never looked at as a nutritionist. There has to be trauma. It's not just the blood and the bones that we have. We are also a mixture of the trauma, the emotions, the beliefs that we carry, the intentions, the vows, etc. So when I did my own healing, I had to clear a lot of toxicity. I was thinking I'm using everything natural and organic, apparently. And they were tested against my symptoms. So this is where it is so specific. So what are the symptoms that we are going through? And what is it in our life today which is acting like a toxin? So it is different for different individuals. So we found all the toxins. We found certain foods. I was never allergic to wheat, but wheat and tomatoes didn't test well for me. So I had to kind of stop eating them. And then I had to do a lot of trauma work. So I had to forgive certain people in my life. I had to set boundaries. So these are the things that got me into this. And then I was like curious about how could I, you know, get my hands on muscle testing and how could I learn? So I started learning, and I ended up being a practitioner because I got invited by them on the team.
How interesting. So like so many people, it's personal experience that kind of led you down the path. Interesting. But already, though, choosing to be a nutritionist, you're already in a slightly unconventional field. What took you down that path in the first place?
I always believe that there is something called as the theory of unknown. We don't always know everything. But I do believe that, you know, even though we don't know how, it still works. So, yeah, I was always open for that. So, you know, when we put Band-Aid, I believe that it's the God who is doing the healing. And, you know, sometimes we get mistaken that it's me who is doing the healing. So I don't come from that space. I believe that there is something higher than me. And there are things out there which we don't know yet. And we are not taught it because we are not conditioned in that way, which could help us in many ways.
Interesting. So a kind of open-mindedness to what's going on. We don't know it all. Well, it's definitely true what you're saying. We don't. But we're finding out more and more every day. So, yeah, very interesting. So the area you work in, it's a really interesting one. I mean, the science behind mind-body connection is now, it's quite robust. And there's not really a question about the fact that physical issues can affect our mental, psychological, spiritual, emotional health, and vice versa. They can affect our physical health. So, but how we work in that arena, it's often called energy medicine, this area, and the sort of the parameters of it and what's science and what isn't is still very much up for grabs. So some of the methods that you use would roundly be thought of as unscientific, but you use them, I'm guessing, because you find they work.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
So what happens, so why this works is I'll give you one simple example. In order for our body to heal, it has to vibrate at the frequency of love, joy, and happiness. On the other hand, what happens is when we are going through dis-ease, is we are vibrating at fear. The main thing that would shift somebody's health and the outcome or the prognosis is how successful are we in bringing them out of the fear state and bring them back to the love state? That is exactly what I'm doing, no matter how and no matter what the resources or techniques on one side. But the point is, how successfully as practitioners, doctors, alternative natural medicine therapists, etc., are we in bringing our clients out of the fear state into the love state?
So you would describe this maybe as a sort of context in which all our other efforts to help somebody to be well are happening. And therefore, it would point to the difference between a very empathic doctor who gave exactly the same treatment as someone who was didn't really care that much and just getting their job done and had far too much on that day. The difference between the two could be, and has shown to be, quite dramatic in terms of the effectiveness, because one person is showing direct care for the person, which will move the needle in the direction you're speaking, and the other one's not. Am I in the right territory?
Yeah, it is. It is not just from the therapist or the doctor. So sometimes there is fear of, let's say, you know, there was this traumatic event where, say, probably their pet died. And that is a trauma. Now, the belief could be that, you know, I have done something wrong and I could have done something more to save that pet.
Right. Guilt.
Yeah, that is guilt. And if they carry that, there is no room for the vibration of love, the frequency of, you know, vibrating at a higher frequency. There is no room unless we clear that. The body is going to keep reacting in the same manner that it has been. It's kind of frozen.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So there's the effect of ongoing things, which could affect the state we're in.
Yep.
But there's also things from the past which are carrying along with us, which some of which might be very powerful and overriding whatever good efforts people make to help us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And unless and until we clear that, because we, like most of the clients, are probably consciously not aware of this is operating underneath. It's too much subconscious. So that is what muscle testing does. And that's where I bring in like the power, I would like to say the power of muscle testing is in bringing in the truth. That's where the power lies. So what can we reveal which will help the body heal? We need to find it. We can heal it, but we have to find the frequency. Like, what is keeping them in the fear state? Why are they fearful? What is in their life today which keeps reminding them of that fear from the past? Because we call it getting time zone, you know? Somebody might get angry for no reason, nothing happened. That reaction does not match the situation just happened. So what is it that they are reacting to? Probably somebody in the past.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be even something like abuse, you know, that is something that comes up a lot. Yeah, it could be physical, emotional, sexual abuse. It could be anything, which is keeping them in that fear state. And we won't be surprised when we learn the truth that, oh, no wonder this person is vibrating.
Right. And of course, abuse is much more common than is generally acknowledged. And it's also quite common that the people who've been abused don't actually consciously know that.
Yeah, they don't because of the time that has gone. But we are consciously not aware, but we are all the time reacting to that.
Right.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The station that makes you feel good.
So you've referred a couple of times to Best Healing Solutions. Do you want to tell me what it is?
Best Healing Solutions is a energy medicine modality. We are a group of practitioners and we help people heal by using muscle testing and energy medicine, and by clearing the blocks to healing.
So would you call it a method, or is it just more like an association?
Best Healing Solutions is a company. The method that we use is muscle testing. We have different people like chiropractors, naturopaths. I am a nutritionist, the leader of this company, the founder, Beth Danielle Jones. She is a psychologist. So we are a group of practitioners from different walks of life. So everything that I learned as a nutritionist still stays with me, but I am applying the principles of muscle testing to it, so on and so forth for other practitioners too.
Okay, I understand. So let's not assume everybody knows what muscle testing looks like. Tell us, please.
Yeah, so muscle testing, what I do is remote because I am used to doing this work over the phone. I work with people all over the world all day long. And what I do is I use myself, my field, as a surrogate to test the field of my clients. To be specific, the field of the symptoms. So we could be working on detox, let's say, for example. We could be working cancer, we could be working on autoimmune disorders, we could be working on autism, etc. So that is what I mean when I say field. So the field is cancer. So we want to find out what is the root cause that has, you know, led to this. So for that, we use muscle testing. I use my 2 fingers. I know we are on radio, probably this is not something we could see. But I'll lock my 2 fingers and I test myself. I want to be healthy, you know, and I test like that. So this is like a technique that I use. That is what muscle testing is. I am asking questions, not necessarily to the person, but to the field. And I want to know, okay, what started this? You know, is this a toxin? Is this something infectious? Is this a trauma? So I am testing the person. This is where we use muscle testing. That's what it's used for, to find out. We use muscle testing for testing the foods, which foods are, you know, kind of testing good for their body right now. What are the supplements that they need, which are good for them? So we would test, okay, if they are taking curcumin, is this helpful? Yes or no? So this is what muscle testing looks like.
Can I be clear? We've got 2 levels here. So you've spoken about muscle testing, which you could do directly on a client. And then you've also said you're doing it remotely and we're using a surrogate. So could you just explain the 2 things?
It is much more advanced. I've always done remote. I've never done one-to-ones. Like, I've never seen my clients face-to-face. I don't have a clinic. I just, you know, work from my office, so over the phone. So I think if they do what they do is the other one is much quicker because I have to be like calibrated, I would say. Energies have to be clear in order for me to get clear answers for my clients. I cannot be reversed. So if I'm eating something that is causing me to reverse, I mean, so reversal is another concept that we could talk about. It's called like polarity reversal. So the meridians have to flow in a correct manner. So if there are certain things, if I'm eating or if I'm in an environment where I'm angry or something, that doesn't work. So this is what happens with clients.
Right. So you have to be prepared for a call.
Yeah. You have to be like the clear source yourself and you have to be clear of on.
And how do you know?
I test myself.
Ah, okay.
So something that I would start the session is, you know, 100% free of any deception in my testing. So this is something that I would do even before I start a session, even before I call somebody. So yeah, that's the major difference. This is quicker. It allows me to work with somebody who is in USA right now. So that's what it does. It allows me to work with somebody who is in Scotland. You know, I don't have to be there. They don't have to be in the physically close in terms of location for me. So that is how it works.
Okay. So in some way, you're first of all, you're testing yourself to make sure you're in good shape for the session. Then you're doing testing on yourself, but actually it's not yourself you're testing. You're testing the field of the other person. Am I right?
Yeah, that is called, that is something we call like surrogate testing. So I am using myself, my field, because we are all connected.
Okay.
And I am using myself, my field, to find answers and blocks for the person with whom I'm working.
Okay. And your body, muscle testing is a physical thing, so your body responds appropriately to give you answers about the other person.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, it's news to me all this. It's interesting.
That is what I call. So if we were to test you, Robin, so
yes,
not just about you. You might be, let's say, for example, I'm going to make this up. You say you have headaches.
Yeah.
Then that's the field that we are talking about.
I see.
So I'm tuned into that field and I want to find out what are the foods that is contributing to it. Okay, you've had something didn't test well for you. Let's say, for example, dairy. That did test well for you. Now, I would go ahead and ask, okay, dairy, this is a problem. Dairy on its own, or do we need to find alternatives? So sometimes it's cow dairy, raw dairy, etc. So we want to find out, can you tolerate lactose? That is something that I could test. So can your body even tolerate dairy? That's the first question. If yes, then how frequently can you tolerate? So probably you're having a glass of milk every day. That doesn't test good for you. Your body only says one glass every alternate day.
Okay, it's very specific.
That is very specific. But now, say, for example, you said to me, oh, I have this pain on my shoulder.
Yes.
So the field would change. And for that field, dairy is okay. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So that foods would change. So it's not about one person. It's about one field. So it isn't that specific.
All right. So okay. I'm just trying to get the hang of what the word field means in this context.
Yeah. Let's say, for example, symptom to symptom. That's easier to understand. Symptom to symptom. Somebody will have back pain along with, you know, the neck and shoulder pain in case of, like, say, things like cancer. They might be having multiple issues at the same time. Not everything is related to cancer. There could be nausea, that could be breathing issues, that could be walking issues, you know, there could be other things that's involved. So that is what we call field. Each symptom is a field.
I see. Okay, good. That's nice and clear. All right. So that's your primary method of diagnosis. And of course, if it's a dietary issue, you can recommend a change of diet. Try cutting down the amount of dairy or to this amount and see what happens. So that's fine. But of course, not everything is a matter of nutrition. So what happens if I have a pain?
most of the time, when most clients, when they come to me, they have probably tried everything before they come to me. And they report that these are the medications and the lotions or etc. that I have tried, which has worked.
Okay, yeah.
But then it stopped working. And these are the things that never worked. And these are the things that didn't work and they give me side effects. So this is where I start. So the first thing that I would ask is, what started this issue? When and why did the pain start? Second thing I would ask is the priority, because there are multiple things going on in the body, and then there are multiple reactions going on with the medications that we are taking. There are a lot of things that we need to so-called fix, but if we try and do that, the person will feel worse than before.
Okay, so you think it's important to prioritize symptoms as you deal with the worst first?
We need to prioritize not just symptoms, we need to prioritize the frequent, like the clearings that we do. So I clear a lot of frequencies in one go. We need to prioritize that. So let's say, for example, something that caused pain. In some cases, you might find that they had a fall and that's why they have pain.
Yes.
In other cases, they might say, I never had a fall, I never hit my head, and there was no injuries whatsoever, and I still have the pain. Now, that could be a non-physical field, meaning trauma. There was a trauma that started the pain. The question is, what is painful in your life today?
Right.
Going to doctor's appointments, it's painful. Every time I go there, I have this pain in my groin.
Mm.
Every single time, because that the last visit that I had was traumatic.
Right. So these are two very different sorts of pain. One caused by the fact that I fell over in 1984. And the other one is, as you say, it's non-physical, which is actually a response to something we've been holding and carrying around for too long and not dealing with it. Interesting. So you just said, you used the word clearing, I think.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So clearing is a way to show your body what are the frequencies that we need to clear. You know, how we clear and clean our house every day, how we keep ourselves clean every day by brushing, washing ourselves, etc. That is not something that we do with our energy and with our, you know, within the body. That is not something that we do. So we want to find out that, you know, the body is detoxing the way it is. Body is clearing each and every organ every day the way it is. That's what I mean. So when I say clearing, I want to show the body, okay, so there is dairy, for example, in your case, we just tested like the headaches. The dairy was not testing well. Now the frequency of dairy is resonating within your body. And I want to find out where is it resonating. And I want to show your body this is where it is and you need to clear this.
Okay.
So there is not just dairy, but there is also heavy metal. There is another toxin. There are pesticides from the produce. There are other things that I'm finding and testing during the session. And then at the end, we show the body you need to clear this. There are different clearing pathways that we use. There are different immune pathways that we use, which the body uses itself. So we just make sure those are open. We make sure that, you know, those are doing their job the way it is. If it is not, then why? And then the body clears.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So I often come across cases where people say, I only have bowel movements once in a month.
Okay, yeah.
Now that's a clear...
That's a pretty obvious one, yeah. Okay.
So that's clear that, you know, the body is not detoxing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is detox. So the elimination pathways, they have to be open in order for me to further clear anything. So, but when I say clear, I am clearing the frequencies per se.
Right. So you are clearing the frequencies. So this is something you're doing remotely.
Yeah.
To help people. So there is obviously there's a physical aspect to many of these things. You know, if you say if somebody is only emptying their bowels once a month, there's definitely something physical to change there. So there will be things they could do which would help that. But you're saying that there's also there's a kind of energetic pathway that you are clearing. Is that described right?
Yeah, if we put it that way, if you want to bring energy into picture, I was all of this that I just spoke. It is still physical. It is still related.
Okay.
And this is my nutritionist hat that I'm wearing.
Okay.
At the moment. So we know that there are elimination pathways. And that is known to everyone, right? We all know
elimination pathways. Sure.
What I am talking about is energetically, which frequencies are blocking these pathways because they are not open.
Uh-huh. But you are doing something about that blockage, that energetic blockage, are you?
Yeah. So first of all, I am not doing anything. Everything is done by the client and their body.
Okay.
My job is to find out what is blocking. So which frequencies energetically. So we have to remember one thing that, you know, when there is, like say in this example, when there is an issue with the detox, like the person is not detoxing the way they should or, you know, the ideal way. Mm-hmm. We always tend to think there is something physical. That's why they are not detoxing.
Sure.
And we do laxatives and other things, you know.
Yeah.
I have seen people who will do laxatives and they will still not detox. Then you find out why. There is probably a belief. Are there any emotions? Are there any other energetic frequencies that is holding everything in place, not allowing it to move? So this is where energy is so important because, you know, the disease manifests in the energy first and then at a physical level. So if you collect it at an energetic level, the physical will collect itself.
I understand that. So what you're doing then is to actually spotlight the energetic block to bring awareness to it. And that awareness in itself allows it to unblock.
Because everything that you reveal heals.
Thank you. Right. Okay. It's good. I just teased that all out. So I wonder... We've got about 10 minutes or so left. I just want to speak now about what you call spiritual reconnection. So just could you be clear about what you're referring to here and how you can help in this arena?
Okay. So I'm so glad you brought up that word, spiritual reconnection, because dis-ease is disconnection. And healing... Okay. Is reconnection. Health is reconnection. Reconnecting to yourself, to others, and divine. Reconnecting yourself, reconnection within yourself, with others, and with the divine. This is just disconnection. Once again, disconnection with myself, with others, and with the divine.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's clear. I just want to quote something that you wrote on your website, and just to get you to unpack a little bit, you said, ultimately, all sustained healing is reconnection to the divine. That's what you just said, which can only occur in the now. So,
you know,
do you want to just unpack that a bit for our listeners?
I can probably tell that you've done your homework really well. But yeah, once again, I'm glad you brought that up because another most important piece of healing is to stay in the present moment. Am I aware of where I am today, who I am, what age I am, what day is it? You would say, yes, I am. My question was for your subconscious mind. And this is something, once again, that I would muscle test. And I would test somebody, is the person in the present moment 100% of the time, yes or no? And if I get a no, the next question is, what percentage of time am I spending in the past? When I say past, it is the event of the trauma. the trauma that we were talking about from the past, probably before the age of five or some other times from the past. This is where the subconscious is spending most time. That is another way of how I like to double check everything that I'm finding. So where is it that I'm finding this person spends most of their time? This is a specific age. Yes, age four. So if we are spending too much time in pondering about the past or fearing about the future, we are not really in the present moment. And healing happens only in the present moment when we are connected with ourselves, with others, and the divine.
Well, for somebody facing an existential threat like cancer, that message that healing is only possible in the present moment is a very important one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good to know that. Because, very focusing in terms of where it isn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We call it getting time zoned.
Getting time zoned. Yeah. So getting time zoned means that your attention is somewhere else other than now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
One simple tool that I would like to share with everybody who is listening today is, it takes work for us to come back and live in the present moment 100% of the times, all the times. And even people who are, healthy, quote unquote, are also not in the present moment all the time. They get time zoned too. But for people who are chronically ill, especially with, diseases like cancer, it is very vital that we come back to the present moment. So, one tool that I would like to give away is, I would like you to see around you and notice everything. Like right now for me, I could see that tree outside, which is very green, and I could see that sky, which is very blue. Just name it. Tell me, what is it that you could see? I am sitting on a black chair right now. You probably have a pet. Just, touch your pet and just feel them. Because these are the things which is with you right now. And you probably, when I was growing up, I had a trauma that from my own lifetime, age four, I did not have that tree there. So that is telling my subconscious is shifting something straight away. Because that will bring you back into the present moment. The present moment is the one which you are living right now. Not 2 seconds ago, not 2 years ago, not 2 decades ago. It's right now.
Right. Thank you. And just push the envelope a little bit further here with this one. In a certain kind of way, I mean, it's useful language to talk about being disconnected and reconnecting and all that kind of thing. But it's also helpful to realize that actually all of that is only what we think. Because, of course, we can't really be disconnected any more than we can be anywhere other than the present moment. We're not actually disconnected. We're just deeply convinced that we are, and we behave as though we are. It's this disconnect with reality which is the thing that you're dealing with. You're trying to get people to come back to reality. You've used the word truth, haven't you? And that would mean the same thing. So, yeah, do you want to say something about that sort of the real context for things?
Sure. The way I see this is we are all reconnected. We are all connected in our natural state. As human beings, we are wired for connection. Connection with other human beings, connection with the world, connection with the divine. What disconnects us is the trauma.
Right.
If I had an argument either with my parent or my child, and we do not agree on certain things, and then that went too far, your subconscious is trying to protect you. And the belief that comes out is, this relationship is too hard for me and I would like to be disconnected. Right. Because if I don't, I die. Mm-hmm. And what has helped you survive so much of what you have been through so far is disconnection.
Right. It's good. It's very clear. And in that context, it makes sense that we do it.
Yeah.
It's a survival mechanism. But no. In the end, it doesn't serve us.
Yeah. But the moment you lift that trauma, you address it, you reveal it, and you clear it from your system, and you see that experience with a fresh perspective, this is where reconnection happens naturally. It's like you don't have to, turn on the lights when the day is on.
Exactly.
The moment the darkness goes away, the light is there.
Right.
It's about bringing in the light,
Yeah. And it takes us rather nicely back to the beginning of the conversation where you talked about the energy that you were trying to move people from and to, which, of course, the energy of connectedness is the energy of love.
No.
Right. Wow. Well, that was quite a trip. Thank you very much, Pooja. I enjoyed that. We're going to have to finish now, but thanks so much for coming on and talking about your work. Fascinating work. I hope lots of people found that interesting. There is a school of thought, and I'm with them, which says that for people with cancer, if you ignore this area, you do so at your peril. I mean, it's like, yeah, you might get better without addressing any of this stuff. But actually, you're really ruining your chances majorly. You're diminishing your chances. So, I would say, why not take the opportunity of the crisis of cancer? Say, okay, this is it. I'm going to get to grips with reality. I'm going to just face up to all the things I never really wanted to look into and just get them all out in the open. And let's see where we go from here. And maybe life can start fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with everything. I do want to add that, I do offer a free 15-minute call.
Okay, great.
For people who are, willing to kind of speak to me, or they have questions after they listen to this, or, they want to find out something more about, how does this work, or how do you think about that? So I offer a free 15-minute call. You can reach out to me.
Very good. All right. Well, very many thanks, Pooja.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. If you're interested to take Pooja up on her offer of a 15-minute call, or you want to find out more or connect to her social media, she has a Linktree page, which is Linktree with a dot before the last E-E. Linktree/energymedicinewithpooja. Pooja spelled P-U-J-A. So that's Linktree with a dot before the E-E /energymedicinewithpooja. It's just a very few days to the Yes Alive annual conference in Euston, London on the 27th of September. We've got a brilliant lineup of expert speakers for you, including Mark Taylor, Dr. James LaPorta, Jane McClelland, Sylvie Beljanski, Patricia Pete, and many more. All talking about what really works. And in addition, there'll be an extensive exhibition of resources and products. This is our flagship event of the year and one not to be missed. To find out more and to book your place, go to conference.yestolife.org.uk or select upcoming events under the events menu on our main website, which is yestolife.org.uk. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'll be delighted if you'll make a point of joining me again next week when I'll be back with another Yes to Life show on UK Health Radio. Goodbye.